I see you have your daughter's house on the market, Jesse said. Yeah, Mr. Gennaro said. No sense paying for an empty house. You selling it for us, Jesse said. No, Mrs. Gennaro said. We got a man to come in and take everything out. He paid us for the furniture. That's good, Jesse said. Would be painful doing that yourself. Mrs. Gennaro nodded. The steam began to spout from the kettle. She turned the heat down beneath it and came to the table. I hope you were able to keep some memories, Jesse said. Mr. Gennaro shifted a little in his seat. What do you mean, Mrs. Gennaro said. You know, pictures, letters, diaries, stuff like that. They were silent. She keep a diary, Jesse said. Simultaneously, Mr. Gennaro said, yes, and Mrs. Gennaro said, no. Jesse smiled politely and didn't say anything. The Gennaros looked at each other. Jesse waited. No one said anything. Jesse could hear the hot water in the tea kettle stir restlessly on the stove over the low heat. If she kept a diary, it might help us to find who killed her. The Gennaros looked at each other and back at Jesse. Still, they didn't speak. Jesse knew they were silent because they didn't know what to say. He needed to get them started. I want to punish the man who killed your daughter. Silence. Mr. Gennaro shifted again in his chair. Mrs. Gennaro's face was clenched like a fist. Her cheeks were red. I know there are diaries, Jesse said. Mrs. Gennaro shook her head. I need to see them. Still, she shook her head. Jesse looked at her husband. You want the man that killed your daughter, Jesse said. His voice was still quiet, but the pleasantness was gone. You embarrassed by what's in there? No, Mr. Gennaro said. Eddie, Mrs. Gennaro said sharply. Gennaro stared at the tabletop, shaking his head slowly. No, he said again. Then he stood up and walked into the next room. Eddie, Mrs. Gennaro said again, louder and sharper. Gennaro came back into the kitchen with a cardboard beer case filled with small books covered in red imitation leather, each little book with a brass lock. Gennaro put the diaries on the table in front of Jesse and went back to the other side of the table and sat down. This them, he said. He nodded at his wife. She got the keys. I won't give them to you, Mrs. Gennaro said. You don't have to, ma'am. I raised a decent girl, Mrs. Gennaro said. She was a decent girl until that Portugal. She's decent anyway, Gennaro muttered. I don't want him prying into those books, Eddie, Mrs. Gennaro said. He's gone to, Gennaro said and kept his eyes on the table. I want him to. Don't you care what I want, Mrs. Gennaro said. I want the guy caught, Gennaro said. Jesse picked up the beer case with the diaries carefully stacked in it. How are you going to open them without the keys, Mrs. Gennaro said. Probably pry them open with a screwdriver. Mrs. Gennaro looked at the diaries without speaking for a moment. Then she said, wait a minute. She left the kitchen. Jesse waited. Gennaro sat silently staring at the kitchen tabletop. After a moment, Mrs. Gennaro returned and gave Jesse a collection of little brass keys tied together with a red ribbon. I want them books back with no damage. I'll get them back to you, ma'am, Jesse said. Neither of Tammy Portugal's parents said anything else as Jesse carried the diaries from the house. They sat in Hasty's car in the parking lot of the North Shore Shopping Center. The nose of the car pointed north so that the afternoon sun streamed in over Hasty's shoulder and made him a dark silhouette as Burke turned in the seat to look at him. Something will have to be done about Stone, Burke said, squinting, trying to look at Hasty. But the sun was too fierce. Burke gave up and looked away. Hasty was silent. He knows, Burke said. He knows I was in Denver. He knows more than that. Son of a bitch doesn't say much, but he knows. Maybe he doesn't say much because he doesn't know, Hasty said. He knows. We made a bad mistake with him. Mistakes are part of life, Hasty said. The important thing is to overcome them. To Burke, Hasty's voice seemed disembodied, coming as it did out of an unseeable place in the hard middle of the sun glare. Well, we'd better overcome this one pretty quick, Burke said, or he's going to overcome us. What do you recommend? We have to kill him. The death of a second police chief from this town in less than a year? Better than having him take us all down, Burke said. We can find a way to cover it, an accident or something. All of us, Hasty said. Well, you know what I mean. He gets me. Sooner or later, he'll get you and everybody. You are required in these circumstances to give only your name, rank, and serial number. For Christ's sake, Hasty, I'm not a fucking prisoner of war. Of course you are. If our movement is about anything, it is about war with the forces of international mongrelization. I know, Burke said. I understand that, but they're going to arrest me for murder, Hasty. What they do has no effect on what we know to be true, Hasty said. Hasty, I can't afford theory right now. My ass is on the stove, you know? We need to get Stone out of the way. In black silhouette, Hasty nodded slowly. To save us all, Hasty said. Absolutely, Burke said. What have us all to do with your trip to Denver, Lou? Christ, Hasty, you sent me. To do what? To blow Tom Carson up. Because? Because he knew too much and you didn't trust him to be quiet about it. Uh-huh. There was silence in the car. Across the parking lot, people in bright fall clothing surged in and out of the vast mall. I wouldn't tell them, of course, Burke said. But once they start, they're bound to find out. How? Well, I mean, they investigate. What? Well, you know, they backtrack my story, and who the hell knows what physical evidence they have? Who knows what the Wyoming militia might tell them? They get somebody in jail, they can squeeze them. Make a deal. Go easy on you if you give us the others, you know. I would never do that, but we don't really know the Wyoming people. Yes, Hasty said. Of course. Who's to do the killing? I figured you could get Jojo to do it. He's got a mad on about Stone anyway. Well, I don't know, Lou. I can promise at least to give it serious theoretical consideration. What the hell does that mean? I'll think about it, Lou. Meanwhile, you sit still, keep your mouth shut until you hear from me.